702 in Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
Hello, hello.
Hello, my darling. How are you doing?
Oh, you know.
I'm fine. Good morning.
Help to carry complain.
On.
All good.
Don't you love it, eh, Thomas? I love listening
What
to
are
you
talking about?
You know, when people phone you in, you see, like on the John Robbie show, people go, Robbie, good morning to you. Please call me John. And then on the Reedy Clubby show, we have, good morning, Reddy. How are you? I'm fine. Please tell us your, give us your point.
What did you say? Say that again?
People phone in the John Robbie show and they go, hey, Robbie, good morning, Robbie. I just wanted to comment. Now, please call me John. And on the Reedy Clubby show, people phone in and say, hi, good morning, Reddy. How are you? I'm fine. Please carry on with your point.
So what's your point now?
My point is that every presenter has got their own thing. And you know, I'm just saying, I'm not standing on behalf of Reedy, but if you call the Reedy Clubby show, just go with your point. Don't ask Reedy how she is, because she's fine every day, because she sees me when she walks in. So she's got to be fine.
In fact, that's when I stopped being fine.
Oh. So listen, last week I went to this interesting award ceremony. It's called the NSTF Awards, okay?
Yeah.
And basically the NSTF Awards stands for the National Science and Technology Forum, together with South 32. And the Minister Naledi Pandor was there as well. And these are the Oscars of science, technology, and innovation that happened in our country.
Okay.
And it's amazing to see some of the awards. But what encouraged me the most was getting to spend some time with some young ladies and students and gents as well. But there were a group of young ladies that I specifically spent time
with. Getting to spend time with young ladies.
The point I'm trying to make is that, you know, when it comes to technology, science, and engineering and innovation, it's a domain that's really dominated by males in this country.
Oh, that's the point.
And
yep.
That's my point. And I was so encouraged to see so many young ladies in these specific fields studying, and really smart ladies. I was talking to these ladies and I was asking them how they did in matric. And how's this? I was got a shock here, Thomas, because, I mean, maths was not my big domain in matric. I did okay, but the one lady got 99% for matric. The other one got 98%. And the average was like 97%. I mean, who gets 99% for matric maths? It's like insane. Anyway.
For the first time in my life, I agree with Aki Anastasio.
Yeah, 99%. Oh, wait.
All these losers getting 99%.
But it was so encouraging to see that all of them and the difference they want to make in our country. The one was studying stem cell research, for example. And when I asked them what it's going to be like 20 years, and they're seeing these dramatic changes in the world of medicine and engineering and chemistry, for example. And it was just great and encouraging to see. So what we'll do is we'll get some of those winners in the weeks to come on the show to really give you a highlight of what these awards are about and what South Africans are doing. Anyway. Moving on, I've been playing with this device here. This is the latest Huawei P9. Now, feel this device, really. It is amazing, and it is really solid. And the interesting thing about this device, it's amazing with technology today. Companies aren't really focused on the actual engine and the hardware of the actual device, but people are focused on the camera. And this is the Huawei P9, the latest from them. It's their flagship device, and they've partnered together with the legendary German manufacturer Leica, who make amazing lenses. They've been doing this for over 100 years. And if you look behind this phone, mm-hmm. the significant difference is that this has got a dual lens. And why it's got a dual lens is that they've decided to put two different sensors. One is an RGB sensor, which is the color, and the other one is the monochrome. So when you take a photograph, it captures the light in color, and then it captures the light in black and white. And then what it does is it's got smart technology built in it, like an algorithm, and it combines the two photographs to give you really rich photographs and video. And this is the distinguishing factor of the Huawei P9. Apart from that, it's got great fingerprint sensor. And this company is interesting because they're number one in China, and they are a company that is just growing and growing. I remember their first phones that they brought out many years ago, and people went, they're okay, they're not so great. But now they're playing in the big league with, you know, the likes of Samsung
and
LG.
You gave me your phone, Huawei.
Say it properly, Huawei.
I can't say it, Huawei.
Huawei.
Yeah, you gave me a phone like that. And I must say I loved it. And I found that the picture quality as well, the memory on it, the battery life, it was absolutely stunning.
No, they really are making great devices. And I remember going to Shenzhen a few years ago. This is where the headquarters were. And it was my first trip to China. And I remember walking around Shenzhen and I had to close my eyes. And it's almost like you are in San Francisco. This is how advanced the Chinese are in making these technologies. And many other companies that are based in China, like a company like Lenovo, for example, they're there as well. But really, the stuff that's coming out of China is really impressive at the moment. And they really are innovating at rapid pace. And this is an example of the years of innovation that has happened. And this city itself was a fishing village 30 years ago. And you look at what city they've created in the space of 35 years. Shenzhen is really a marvel of modern day cities. And even the stuff that Huawei is doing with connected cities, for example, across the continent, it's quite impressive. But this device, it sells for 12,000 Rand, and it's going to challenge the other players in the premium market, because the other phones of similar quality are going for around 16,000-17,000 Rand. So if you're looking for a great device that's got all the bells and whistles, fingerprint sensor, the P9 is a superb device that takes amazing photographs. So now, I've enjoyed playing with this device. Sorry that I've got to give it back tomorrow, but it's impressive. Now, I got quite a few people emailing me and, you know, sending me stuff on Twitter, for example, about, you know, malware and hacks and people's computers getting really slow. And they ask me, what do you do? Well, there are a couple of pieces of software that you can try running. If your computer's running slow, there might be a virus. There might be malware. You can use these free tools. The first one is called CC Cleaner. So if you look up C Cleaner, it's basically a PC optimization tool that optimizes your computer. If it's running slowly, it will collect those unused files, because, you know, a computer starts collecting file and clutter, and it's like almost like a storeroom, and they've got them all over the place, and your computer looks for files and it's looking for stuff all the time. And this is what makes your computer go slow. And what CC Cleaner does, C Cleaner, it basically takes all these files, cleans them up, gets rid of the stuff that you don't need, and makes your computer work faster. The other piece of software, and it's free, by the way, the other one that's free for users on a personal computer is Malwarebytes. And what anti-malware does, it removes malware like worms and trojans and spyware and bots. You might go to a site and you don't realize that something's been dumped on your computer. It's sitting inside your computer and it's sharing your personal information, and it's slowing your computer down, and it's making your computer really dangerous. Now, Malwarebytes is a free piece of software. You can download it. You scan your computer. It will get rid of all the rubbish, and it runs in the background and keeps your computer clean. And then, of course, Windows Defender, which comes with Windows devices as well, and it's also a piece of free software, and it protects your computer against malicious software and spyware and viruses and that sort of thing. So those are the free tools that I suggest you download for your computer right now.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm inventing my own one. It's called the Reedy Malware Remover. Press a button and it mutes her. Brian Clubby has asked me to invest in the software and build it, especially when he's watching football. Have you watched Brian Reedy? Like, Brian's concentrating. He's watching Euro 2016. Reedy and Nail in the background. Ah, Brian, come and help me, Brian. Brian. Brian.
Hey, I don't have a child football like that.
No, she smiles.
Okay?
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
When
thank
she sees
you
me, she's so happy. No, she doesn't. She doesn't cry. I must say, she's always happy to see me.
Well, I wasn't there when that happened. I must say, nobody I know was there when that happened. Mve in Maryland has a question for you. Aki, Mve, hi.
Hi, Reedy.
Mm.
Hi, Aki. I want to ask how you are. I have an iPad. I think it's an iPad 2.
Yes.
But then the laptop where I stored the original music on iTunes got stolen. Is there any way I can back up from the iPad back to a new laptop?
So you've got your music that you've stored on your iPad, and you want that music to put on your new laptop, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, look, it's always a challenge to do that kind of thing, and they make it quite difficult. But there are quite a few pieces of software that you can find on the internet that you can load your software onto your computer, plug your iPad in, and transfer the music from your iPad onto this specific piece of software. So you want to move your music from your iPad and your music onto your computer, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Why don't you send me an email, aki@702.co.za, aki@702.co.za, and I'll send you a few suggestions that you can use, and I'll also tweet some as well if you're following me on Twitter @AkiAnastasiou on how you can do that, because it's quite detailed, and I know we're running out of time as well. But I'll sort you out.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, Aki, take your beautiful phone, and thank you so much, sweetheart. We'll see you again. What do you want, Kent? Sure. What do you think was happening now?
Oh, I thought you were going to bring me cake and coffee, and I've got a few more minutes. But
like when? Okay. You're confusing me with someone else. I'll never do that for you.
Sure. It's deep. That cut deep.